Today marks exactly 1 year until the United Kingdom officially leaves the European Union. It is called Brexit. And as the countdown to this divorce from the EU begins, there's still a lot that needs to be figured out. Much of that work will fall on the shoulders of British Prime Minister Theresa May. NPR's Joanna Kakissis is in London for us. Hey, Joanna.
Hey, good morning.
So what's the mood in the UK as Brexit approaches?
So the mood is not great. There's a new poll that's out that shows that just a third of voters think the government is actually handling Brexit well.
Wow.
And there's also concern that the Brexit vote may have been improperly influenced. And that's what data scientist Christopher Wiley told the parliamentary committee earlier this week. Now, Christopher Wiley is the whistleblower in the huge data mining scandal involving the London-based firm Cambridge Analytica, which we just heard about. And there was also a partner firm in Canada. And Christopher Wiley says these firms work together, micro-targeted British voters with ads that influenced these voters to decide to leave the EU. So, like, Prime Minister Theresa May is trying to tune this all out. She's on a whistle-stop tour of the UK today, traveling through England, Wales, Northern Ireland, Scotland. And this is what she said this morning in Scotland.
I believe that we can negotiate a good agreement which is tariff-free and as frictionless trade as possible, so we maintain those markets in the EU, but also that we open up markets around the rest of the world. Brexit provides us with opportunities.
As you can hear, she's trying to sound as optimistic as possible.
Yeah, about a path that's not really clear. I mean, Brexit is an enormous logistical challenge. What's actually been done so far?
So there is this preliminary deal on rights for EU citizens in the UK and British citizens in the EU. And the two sides have also agreed on a transition period, which will help the UK a lot. It's supposed to last 2 years, or nearly 2 years, 21 months. And during this period, it will feel like the UK is in the EU, even though Britain won't actually have a seat at the decision-making table in Brussels. Its leaders will be able to work out, like, trade deals, as well as partnerships on security, defense, and foreign policy.
And give us a couple of the big things that are still left to work out.
So the really big issue right now is how to manage the border between Ireland and Northern Ireland. Ireland, of course, is in the EU, and Northern Ireland is part of Britain. And there's no border there. You can just, you know, walk across it, drive across it with no problem. And, you know, that's the case because in the EU, you have no borders between countries. But ideally, you know, both sides want to keep that border open. And that's going to be hard to do if the UK sticks to its guns on issues like leaving the customs union and the single market. And remember, Ireland is a sensitive issue because of the violence there in the past.
Known as the Troubles.
That's correct.
NPR's Joanna Kakissis, thank you.